Good Thursday morning. I'm Anna Palmer, and welcome to your Politico Playbook audio briefing, sponsored by UC Davis.
And I'm Jake Sherman. Leading Playbook this morning, Burgess Everett and Sungmin Kim on the Senate GOP effort to pass the Graham-Cassidy health care bill. No one knows if Senate Republicans will be able to squeeze the bill through their chamber. Senators John McCain and Lisa Murkowski still haven't said which way they're voting. McCain reiterated he wants the bill to move through regular order. That's kind of impossible at this point, despite the fact that there will be one committee hearing next week. Right now, Senate Republican aides tell us they plan to throw the bill on the floor next week before the Republicans' ability to pass it on a simple majority expires. McConnell's office says it's his intention to vote on the bill next week. Intention doesn't always translate to action.
One outstanding question is whether Democrats will try to slow this down. They can try to drown the process in amendments. There's no more debate time left for this on the floor. So Democrats can offer unlimited amendments to slow the process down and try to drag it past September 30th. Republican problems don't start and stop in the Senate, however. Several top-level sources tell us this will also be a tough lift in the House. On the news front, Jimmy Kimmel escalated his war of words with Senator Bill Cassidy over his proposed Obamacare repeal, blasting the lawmaker for defending the indefensible and continuing to support a measure he said was, by many accounts, the worst health care bill yet. Meanwhile, Senator Chuck Grassley told the Des Moines Register that despite the bill's shortcomings, Republicans have a responsibility to pass it.
The Wall Street Journal editorial board is pushing tax reform, saying that a deal between Pat Toomey and Bob Corker to create $1.5 trillion in tax cuts could move things forward. But Bernie Becker reports that voters aren't clear what they want when it comes to tax reform. Just one in five adults said reducing taxes for businesses and individuals should be a major focus of Congress this fall. That comes in a Politico Harvard T.H. Chan School of Public Health poll. A higher percentage called for action on lowering prescription drug costs, increasing the minimum wage, and infrastructure spending.
There are a slew of stories out this morning related to Special Prosecutor Robert Mueller's investigation. The Washington Post is reporting that Paul Manafort offered to give a Russian billionaire private briefings during the 2016 campaign. The New York Times is reporting that Manafort, meanwhile, also worked on a Kurdish referendum that the U.S. opposed. And Josh Stassi is reporting that Manafort used his Trump campaign account to email a Ukrainian operative.
The AP is reporting that a North Korean minister is responding to Trump's speech at the UN by saying, quote, "It would be like a dog's dream if he intended to scare us with the sound of a dog barking." Okay, then. The New York Times is reporting that Trump is trying to revisit the Iran nuclear deal and asking allies for help, but he won't tell UK Prime Minister Theresa May which way he's leaning. Subscribe to Playbook at politico.com/playbook.